This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, and welcome to another exciting show here with me, Carmel Fisher, where we will bring you all the relevant news and information on thriving companies to make sure that you're getting everything you need to do your due diligence in these volatile but exciting markets. Today, we're focusing on NutriBand. NutriBand is listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, also primarily engaged in the development of a portfolio of transdermal, which means delivered through the skin, pharmaceutical products. Today, I have with me the CEO, Gareth Sheridan, who is touted as a purpose-driven entrepreneur and author, and of course, the CEO of NutriBand, again, dedicated to the innovation in healthcare delivery. Gareth, we're very excited to meet with you today. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, likewise, Carmel. I'm happy to tell the NutriBand story.
Yes, let's dive right in. Start with the mission and vision, what the plans are, very high level of what NutriBand is and where you're looking to go. And we'll jump in a little more specifically as we go.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, so you touched on all the key points. We're a pharmaceutical company specifically focused on transdermal technology. And transdermal, like you said, is just a fancy word for delivery through the skin, similar to a nicotine patch, for example. Our core focus is to look at a segment of the industry that has been kind of overlooked and underrepresented for quite some time now, and this is adequate pain management in the transdermal space. We're all familiar and aware of the opiate scandals over the last 10 years and the fallout from that. And it became a very negative opiate kind of stigma surrounding pain management. But the real fallout was actually inadequate care for pain patients. And that's something that we're tackling head on as a company. And we're doing that through our Aversa technology, which is a platform tech that we've developed internally that can be applied to any pain patch medication and any patch at all, for that matter, on the market today, with the goal of making them very difficult to abuse, but also equally as important because of that, making them accessible to patients who've had their access cut in recent years.
Wow, already very captivating story there. And I love that you touch on the absolute pervasive situation with the opioid abuse and all of that. And this is a critical space that NutriBand with your Aversa technology appears to be addressing, this critical balance between the patient access and the abuse prevention, as you mentioned. But can you explain how the technology works to deter abuse without compromising therapeutic effectiveness? Obviously for legitimate patients, those who need the medications like fentanyl.
Sure. Yeah. So we're actually talking about products that have been around for quite some time now. Our first application for Aversa is a fentanyl patch. Now, fentanyl is a scary word in a lot of people's vocabulary, but fentanyl, when used correctly, is a very, very effective pain medication, second to none for the likes of end-of-life care, palliative care, spinal injuries, car crash injuries, people that need round-the-clock pain management for any sort of quality of life. And unfortunately, because of the fallout from the opiate scandals we've seen in recent years, these types of products have been faced with a major reluctance when it comes to prescribers, insurance companies, payers. They've just fallen out of favor because nobody wants to deal with the liability issues associated with these products. So you saw companies actually getting out of the space, moving on, But the real people that felt the fallout from this was actually the pain patient themselves. Prescription rates are down an astronomical number since its height in 2016, when fentanyl patches, for example, were about a $4 billion a year market. They're under $1 billion a year now in terms of market size, but the pain patient population who require access to these medications has not reduced by 75%. So we're looking at a massive disconnect between adequate management and adequate care for patients and prescription rates. And that's something that we'll tackle head on with our Versa technology. But it is a platform. We are tackling fentanyl as the first product. We'll follow up very quickly with buprenorphine. We'll follow that again with methylphenidate, all easily abused drugs in their current state. And to touch on your question about how they're typically abused, it's very simple. A fentanyl patch, for example, it's as easy as putting it in your mouth and chewing it. People will actually seep it in alcohol or some other solution. So the residual fentanyl seeps out and then they consume the concoction. People will actually smoke the contents of the patch. And it's a tricky situation because fentanyl can be 50 times more potent than heroin. It's very easy to misjudge what is a high dose and what is a fatal dose. And that has actually added to the opiate issues that we're seeing today because people that were getting, firstly, people that are abusing the products are doing it incorrectly and not realizing how much they're taking. But also, we've seen an issue where people that had access to adequate care are now buying fentanyl illegally and not realizing how much they need to actually manage their pain. So it's actually fueled the problem overall by reducing access to these medications. And that's something, again, which we're trying to fix. So we looked at all the major routes of abuse for these types of products. And they were mostly oral or nasal. So as I mentioned, people would smoke them, they would, make a concoction, a tea, they would chew it. And we said, look, this sort of product only works if it's easily understood. We don't need to overly science the solution, overly complicate the solution. People that don't wear white coats in labs should be able to understand how this works as well. And the solution was to make it taste really, really bad. Now that's putting it lightly. Unbearable is probably a suitable word in this situation. So we take an existing patch and an existing patch is a three-layer patch. You have your release liner, your drug liner, and your backing layer. Now, all we've done is made the release liner permeable and we've added another layer on the back again, which contains two ingredients: denatonium benzoate, which is the most bitter substance on the planet, and capsaicin, red pepper extract. Now, if you want to chew the patch, you have to chew those two ingredients. If you want to smoke it, you have to smoke those ingredients. If you want to make a tea out of it, it's going to be a very spicy, bitter, unpleasant tea. Unpleasant is putting it lightly again. So it's a very effective solution, but it's also very simple and easy to understand. And that's the key point here. And one of the other benefits I think that's worth mentioning as well is that the situation affects three groups of people. We have people with addiction, which are Versa cuts out the ease of abuse, so they can't use it for addictive purposes. We have people who are struggling with round-the-clock pain, who need adequate access to care, who can get access to care again because there won't be such a reluctance or a liability associated with prescribing these products. But thirdly, and equally as important again, is accidental exposure. So we actually have data we've collected with the Poison Control Center on children under the age of 5 who picked up a used fentanyl patch out of the garbage, put it in their mouth, and have died. And that's an actual data point. That's a fact now. It's not something that happened one or two times. It's actually a collected data point. And that's quite a tragic scenario to be in. There's dozens more hospitalizations on top of that again. And we believe at Versa would completely eradicate that. You can imagine under the age of 5 years old, puts the combination of those two ingredients in their mouth, they'll spit it out immediately. It's extremely, extremely unpleasant. So we think we're in a position now where we will certainly be the only ones tackling a segment of the pain management industry that everybody else seems to be running away from. We're patented in 45 countries. We're the only people that I'm aware of, only company that I'm aware of working on the solution like we are. Our patent is quite broad. We have a multi-year head start on any competition, and I think we're going to definitely be the number one player in the space in a very short space of time.
Wow. And I definitely see the need for, eradicating this high addictive quality to fentanyl with its, like you mentioned, productive use cases in treating multiple, levels of pain, etc. So we look forward to keeping up with this development and with NutriBand, of course, to see how this unfolds. As you know, we've touched on so many things here, but I'm going to, pivot slightly to the financing that we see NutriBand recently acquired on April 2024. There was the $8.4 million financing round and the exclusive partnership as well with Candiva Drug Delivery. I think I said that correctly. This was announced also in February of 2025. Tell us more about the specific milestones that you expect to achieve in the commercialization pathway for Aversa in the next 12 to 18 months.
Sure. I think anybody who's been with us now for a number of years can see that shareholder value is of utmost importance to us. And that's quite evident through our financing along the way and through how we run the company. We certainly run the company as if we were a private company. We don't raise money to pay bills that we don't need to pay. We are not in the business of raising money. The price of the stock and the value we can create for shareholders is at the forefront of our mission every single day. And I think we've done a good job on that so far. And the last round that we done in April of 2024, sorry, was with primarily existing shareholders in a non-brokered transaction. So it showed a lot of support from existing shareholders that we were doing things right, that we were heading in the right direction. And it was a nice show of support. But I think that only comes when you are laser focused on making sure that you make sure shareholders get a return. And that's continued to be our philosophy going forward, and that will be our philosophy going forward. In terms of the relationship with Candiva, I mean, Candiva are probably the number one company in the world for what we're working on in terms of what we want as a partner. Candiva is formerly 3M Drug Delivery. They're kind of the pioneers of the modern day, transdermal pain patch. So having a supportive company such as Candiva again was a huge show of confidence that we're onto something here. And I think that's the real takeaway. So much so that they put forward their FDA approved patch to add our technology and with the goal of taking that to market with Candiva as the manufacturer, and we'll be the marketer. So we've kind of, hit a home run in terms of our partners. We've hit a home run in terms of support from existing shareholders. And I think we're going to hit a home run with Aversa, most certainly.
Excellent. And that, definitely gives strong validation there to their partnership, because of that partnership, I should say. The Health Advances report suggests that Aversa fentanyl could reach $200 million in peak annual sales in the US upon the FDA approval, potentially rising to $500 million if non-abuse deterrent alternatives lose approval. Now, what factors would need to be aligned for this best case scenario to materialize?
Look, actually, as CEO of the company, I'm always going to be viewed maybe to be a little bit biased, but I'm also factual, and I don't think that is a best case scenario by any means. I think that's a very reasonable scenario. If we look only 9 years ago, the market size was four times what it is today, and we're talking about taking a, in the Health Advances report, we're talking about taking a portion of the market size today. But the market size really fell back to where it is today because of the reluctance to prescribe. And the liability associated and the risk profile associated with these types of products. We're essentially coming in now with a solution to reduce that risk dramatically to the point where we expect and hope that we'll see prescription rates start to go up again. So it's very easily, we're in a position now where the market sizes goes back to where it was 9 years ago, which is, four times that in the 4 billion range. So certainly, the Health Advances report provides good guidance and good expectations in terms of hitting a market revenue expectation of $200 million. But we're not going to be happy at a $200 million revenue opportunity with this. This is product number one, I might mention as well. We do have multiple products in the pipeline that we're working on. Buprenorphine, for example, an additional Health Advances report provided to us said that that could be up to $135 million. So product one and two, I would say conservatively would be in the 300 range. But it's for us as a company, it's important as well, because we do like to describe ourselves as a patient-focused pharmaceutical company, which is quite rare these days. But it's important to us that we make sure that most of these patients can get access to adequate care. And if we reach $200 million in revenue, then we're not doing our job making sure that everybody can have adequate access. So it's a win-win situation for us, actually, from a return for shareholders to make sure that we surpass that, and also a return for patients who to make sure that they get adequate care.
Excellent. Let's look at the business model now and explore the competitive advantage in Nutriban's development strategy compared to, say, traditional pharmaceutical development. And what I'm speaking about really is, the fact that your business model focuses on applying your technology to existing FDA-approved drugs, potentially then allowing for limited development regulatory pathway. Would this approach help to collapse those timeframes as well as the cost of bringing a versafentanil to market compared to traditional drug development?
Absolutely. And that's some of the beauty of the technology as well. We are not a phase one, two, three type of pharmaceutical development company. We do a single phase one.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Study called a human abuse liability study, and then essentially collect the rest of the data to file for approval. We do, however, because of the route to market and it's a 505(b)(2) product, we do get all the benefits of being a phase one, two, three branded product company. A versafentanil, for example, will not be a generic. It will not be transferable for generics. It would come into the market as a branded product with a fraction of the time and the cost associated with branded products. And then we're going to rinse and repeat the same mechanisms and same processes for buprenorphine, methylphenidate, working our way down a very large family of applications for Aversa. So we're really in our infancy now. We'll prove the model with fentanyl. We'll make a very big splash when we do so. I think we'll be in a position to take a pretty hefty market share out the gate just based on the reduced liability associated with prescribing ours over a competitor. We also are coming in at anywhere from a 20 to 50% premium with the backing of insurance companies, which was also in the health advances report. So we're not coming in at a, what you often see in the pharma space is companies will price themselves out of competing. We're coming in at almost the same price with a goal on taking the market and not participating. We're coming in with a goal of taking it over. So that's where we stand today. It's actually a very exciting point in the company now. We're reaching a position where we're not working on the feasibility and the what ifs anymore. We're actually finalizing the combination of the final products that will be used in the HAL study, and we'll actually have an engineered product now that we can physically hold that will go to market in the not too distant future. So, internally we're all very excited. We're quite confident in the results of the HAL study, and just to give you a little bit of an idea on what that is, without overcomplicating the description, we basically take an Aversa fentanyl patch and we take a generic fentanyl patch, and it's given to a very controlled room of recreational opiate users, and we monitor which patch is more easily broken into or attempted to be misused. Now, it's a very specialty type of study. It's conducted with a third-party clinical research organization that have experience and expertise there. But if you can imagine a fentanyl patch today, it's as simple as put it in your mouth and chew it. To get around our Aversa technology, you would need a minor degree in physics and chemistry combined, I think, to break into that. So with the results of that, we can actually claim abuse deterrence on the label. We become a branded product when we reach the market. And again, that sets us up, I think, to take a major, major chunk of that market for our shareholders.
Very interesting. And so you touched on a few things there. And firstly, I wanted to, touch on the recent letter to NTRB shareholders, where, of course, I'm sure you mentioned all of these pivotal plans for the clinical trial, as you touched on a little bit there. But walk us through what this trial would entail, and I think you've touched on that as well, and the specific outcomes you'll be measuring. Again, just to highlight that it was a very important letter to the shareholders, and what are the results that might influence your NDA filing strategy with the FDA?
Yeah, really the results of the trial is it's very simple. It's which of the two products is more easily abused or attempted to be abused. And I think, nothing's 100%, but I would imagine we're as close to that as it comes. And again, I'm biased. I can't say anything for certain, but when you consider that the generic patch, it's as simple as put it in your mouth and chew it to get high again, and to get around our patch and trying to abuse it is significantly more difficult than that. I think the results are going to be very favorable for us. Once we do get the results, we're kind of into a position then where we're packaging the data for the NDA. There is no additional clinical trials at this point that need to be done. There is no major hurdles that need to be overcome. The human abuse liability study is conducted with the final product that we will file for approval on. So there's no more work to be done on the product itself. I mean, we're pretty much already there in terms of the development plan, with an eye on the human abuse liability study now. I'm actually looking beyond the human abuse liability study at buprenorphine and our follow-on products because I think we need to maintain momentum. We need to make sure that we continue to make progress on not just a versafentanil, but a versabuprenorphine, a versamethylphenidate. If we want to be the major player in the space that can provide these types of products with the abuse deterrent technology in a position that there really is no competition coming up behind us, we need to make sure that we maintain momentum, and we need to be laser focused, and we need to do it very structured and organized. And I think we're doing an excellent job at that. I mean, the Nutrivant team need to be commended. And I see it day in, day out on the work that they're doing behind the scenes, and the shareholders hear about it in frequent updates that we provide. But the work that they're doing on a daily basis, I think, needs to be definitely commended. It's been a real journey. And, I often describe the team that we have within the company as our biggest asset and then Aversa as second. And I think they don't work without each other. That's certainly been proven, I think, over the last number of months.
Awesome. Tell us about the market adoption curve and how that might differ with your, the abuse deterrent versions of buprenorphine, and I won't say the other patches, but the two you mentioned. Tell us how that adoption curve may differ from a versafentanil.
I think there's a lot of similarities. It's a difficult one for us to really forecast on that because this is not a traditional to market type product. We're in a very delicate space, talking about opioids and dealing with, on the back end of what was a very negative focus on opioids. So I don't think there's necessarily a defined trend that will follow. I think it's going to be quite aggressive just based on common sense more than anything. If I'm a prescriber, and I can prescribe a non-aversive fentanyl patch or buprenorphine patch or methylphenidate patch or an aversive buprenorphine patch, and insurance companies are going to cover both, and one is going to have a drastically less risk of a fallback on me in terms of the prescription or somebody overdosing or misusing it, I think the answer is pretty simple. You're going to prescribe the aversive patch. So it will be interesting to see as a company the natural sway from prescribing generics to prescribing Aversa. And I think it's going to be quite drastic, actually. I think it's going to be very quick and it's going to be quite effective. So we'll certainly sell the message of the improved safety with an approval. And we'll certainly get behind Aversa and we'll make a bit of a splash and a bit of noise so that prescribers, insurance companies, payers, and players know that we're in the space. But I think the natural progression to prescribing us will be quick, smooth, and it'll be familiar then for the follow-on products.
Great. You highlighted in that same letter that Pocono Pharma, your contract manufacturing subsidiary, is seeing strong revenue from kinesiology tape manufacturing, particularly through your expanding collaboration with KT Tape. How strategic is this manufacturing revenue stream to Nutriban's overall financial health while you're developing Aversa, of course? And do you see opportunities to leverage these manufacturing capabilities for other applications beyond the tapes?
Absolutely. I think, and you only have to look look at the company as a whole, I mean, we've kept it financially very healthy compared to what's typically seen for a pharmaceutical company in our early stages. I mean, we're not riddled with debt. We don't have convertibles attached to the company. We don't have anything that could be harmful to shareholders. We don't have an S3 on file. These are all very careful points that we made sure to have in place. And Pocono slot right in there as a revenue generating subsidiary that helped to keep our overheads low and helped us stop going back to the market on many occasions. So it was a tactical acquisition for us. But we also think that there is a significant amount of room to grow Pocono. And we've shown that, over the last number of years, as we've continued to have a better year than the year before, particularly with the addition of clients like KT Tape. We manufacture products that are in Walmart now. We manufacture products that are in CVS, Walgreens. But it's in its infancy on where that can go. And that's something that we're keeping a push on. I think the Kinseyology tapes has been a major boost. But the applications that we have available to us at Pocono to continue to innovate and bring new products to market is where it's exciting there, and certainly a key part of the story.
Excellent. Just to round off, tell us a little bit more about you, Gareth. You come with a bunch of accolades throughout your career, and I believe you're still in the prime of your life. And tell us more about why you find yourself championing this cause, and where you're headed, and more about your accolades, if you mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really nice to be able to describe ourselves as a patient-focused pharma company. I think it's quite rare, actually. We're in a position now where we can do a lot of good for shareholders and do a lot of good for people. And as cliché as it sounds, we can save thousands of lives a year with approval of our first product and thousands more with the approval of our second product. And it's a really nice position to be in. I don't think a lot of people get to claim that with any sort of sincerity, but we can as a company. And that's certainly one of the drivers. We've over the course of the company had discussions with so many people who've been impacted on what we're trying to achieve, and we haven't even done it yet. It's very motivating when I give a presentation to a group and one or two people come up after and they talk to us about somebody dealing with chronic pain or a family member that was lost to opiate abuse or it's just a very complicated situation and everybody seemed to be running away from it. And we like to take on challenges. From a personal perspective, that would be my mentality and personality. I love being told that something is never going to work. The Nutriban story is no fairy tale by any means. We did it the hard way, but I think it shaped us to run it the right way. And that was quite evident, I think, since our listing, that we've been able to keep it tight knit, a close community of shareholders with the support of existing shareholders. And I'm a business graduate. I'm a business guy. I'm not necessarily the guy in the white coats, but I've surrounded myself with the smart people that know how to make an excellent product. And my job is to make sure that that excellent product can create an excellent return now for the people that backed us along the way. And that's what gets us up in the morning. It's an exciting time. We've been doing all the grunt work and all the feasibility work now for years. And now the light is starting to shine through the end of the tunnel where, it's going to get really fun very soon, I think. And it's a nice position to be in that this will impact thousands and thousands of people across the world with an approval. And hopefully those conversations of, people that were lost or people dealing with chronic pain become a little bit less frequent for us. And I'll love to see that.
Wonderful. A great mission-driven story. Gareth, you've also got a book out, and as the author of, I believe it's From No to NASDAQ. Tell us a little bit more about what that book's about, where we can find it. And I just want to mention to our audience as well that, Gareth is a EY Entrepreneur of the Year finalist for 2025 as well. So doing a lot of great things, but we want to hear more about the book real fast before we close off. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's been an exciting year. I give, talks. I'm originally from Dublin, if that hasn't been obvious yet. And I give talks in my old university quite often on entrepreneurship and speak with a lot of students in the community. And I've been asked many times to consider maybe putting our story in a book because it is not a traditional, conventional, fairy tale startup story. It definitely was a lot of no's on the way, hence the name. There was a lot of closed doors on us and the co-founder of the company, Sergey Melnik, who I lived through from day one with this, he had his own book come out, and it almost pushed me then to tell the story for this side of the pond as well. And it's just really a story on kind of resilience and the fact that most entrepreneurship stories are not the fairy tale. There's, 2, 3, 4 minutes you can talk about all the great things, and then 45 minutes talking about the hardships. And it's just a story on that. And I think it's come together nicely. I think it will be a great book for, anybody considering starting their own business, for example, anybody that wants a very black and white ups and downs kind of story to rely on if they're having hard times or struggling in their own business. And it's been a real honor that there was a publisher, Tara Press, that were willing to pick it up. And the book launch is this Thursday, actually. So it's been a nice addition. But the Nutriban story needs to be told, and I think that's the key point here as well. And it's been a nice addition to that arsenal.
Excellent, and I look forward to reading it myself. So, guys, look out for Gareth Sheridan's book. It's From No to NASDAQ. But more importantly, check out the stock on NASDAQ listed. They are NTRB. Again, it's Nutriband. I was just talking with Gareth Sheridan, the CEO. Thank you so much, Gareth. This was a great conversation. We're looking forward to uncovering more.
Thanks.
Brought to you, as always, by The Harvest Podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts.